In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti.
Christos Anesti.
Good morning. It is a blessing to see you. I see we have some guests with us today, and we have some who have come home, so we welcome them, and we have others visiting family, so we welcome them as well. So today is the Sunday of the man born blind, and as I was coming in today, I began to think about a couple things, but as I was coming in, I was carrying these papers with me. And as I was walking, and many of you know that I don't really walk, I kind of run a little bit or gallop or something, and I move kind of quickly, right? And as I'm getting to the door, I said, oh, I forgot this basket. So I stopped and I'm like, oh, where is the basket? So I set my papers down and I'm looking for the basket. I find the basket. I take the basket over to Terry, and then Terry and I put some papers in this basket. And then I thought, I gotta go because I'm gonna be late. But where did I put those papers? So now I start running around the church or the hall, and I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking, and I'm getting nervous because I'm like, I'm going to be late. So I begin to kind of, you know, breathe heavy, and then I stopped. And I said, hold on. I said, just relax. So I took a couple deep breaths. I walked back. I retraced my steps, and the paper was right there, right in front of me the whole time. And I think I walked by it about four separate times. And what that taught me was there are different ways that we see things, right? We can choose to get all nervous and not see anything, or we can choose to slow down, pay attention, and see the very thing that is right in front of us. In this morning's scripture reading, we witnessed the man who was blind receive his sight from Christ. But then we saw that very same man choose to continue seeing. We saw that very same man choose to have spiritual eyes. But we also saw others choose to not see what was right there in front of them. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, it's important that we take a few minutes and then we consider the way that we see, that we consider the way that we choose to see the people around us and the world that we live in. So this morning we see our Lord and Savior and his disciples, and they're taking a walk, and as they're walking down, they see this man who the scripture tells us is born blind. And the scripture says that the disciples see this man and they ask the Lord a question. They said, whose fault? Whose fault is it that this man is born blind? And of course the Lord doesn't really answer whose fault it was, because it wasn't anyone's fault. But I got to thinking about that. How many times do I walk around and see people and ask myself, well, whose fault is it that they are like that? What did they do to be like that? But the reality is, the way I'm supposed to see them is, what can I do to help them? What is it that I can do to be of service to them? And that's exactly what our Lord and Savior tries to teach his disciples. He doesn't get involved with whose fault it is, but instead he uses this as a moment to shed a little bit of light on the situation. He uses this as a teachable moment to help the disciples see a little clearer as to what they're supposed to do. He helps them a little bit more to see the situation with eyes of faith. So he walks over to the man, he anoints his eyes, and he tells him to go wash. And the man, of course, is able to see. And now he's walking around, and all these people who knew him, right, his neighbors, the scripture says, kind of see him and they go, well, who's that guy? Right? Like they've never seen him before. And said, well, I think he's the guy that was born blind. Others said, well, no, it couldn't be him. Maybe it's someone who looks like him. It's amazing, isn't it? They saw him all those years. And what did they do? They just walked right by him. They saw him all those years, and they never stopped to pay attention to who he is. And this got me thinking, how many times in my life do I run around not paying attention to what's going on right next to me? How many times in my life do I run out of the house not realizing or not seeing the need that one of my children might have? We too have to stop and realize, how do we see the needs that are right in front of us? Then they realize it's him, so they take him to the Pharisees. And the Pharisees begin to kind of do their investigation, right? They begin to ask this man all these questions. How did this happen? And then they really didn't believe him, so they went and they get his parents. And the parents say, look, this is our son, and we know he was born blind, but how this happened, we have no idea. So they bring him back again, and they call Jesus a sinner. And then the man says, look, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. But he says this, he says, I was blind, and now, he says, now I see. I was blind, and now I see. And this got me thinking as well, how many times it is that pride gets in the way of me seeing the very blessing that's right in front of me. How many times am I like these Pharisees who see some miracle right in front of them and decide that they're not going to see anything because of their pride, because they believe they know better, because they believe that they are the ones who are actually right, and they miss the blessing that is right in front of them. But this man chose differently, didn't he? As the blind man continues to debate, he goes from believing Jesus was just a man who healed him to believing Jesus was a prophet, and then eventually to believing that he was the Messiah and to worshiping him. When I thought about the disciples, when I thought about the neighbors, when I thought about the Pharisees, and when I thought about myself as well, I realized something, that the only person in this entire situation that actually realized that at one point they were blind was the blind man. And the only person that actually realized that he could see in the end was the blind man as well. And everyone else just continued to lose and lose and lose their sight. I want to leave you with one last thing. It is said that one day Helen Keller was talking with a friend of hers who had gone out into the woods to go for a walk. And this friend of hers came back, and Helen asked her, well, what did you see? Did you see anything wonderful when you were there? And she says, no, not really. And Helen was reflecting on this, and she said, you know, that would have been an amazing thing to me if I hadn't gotten used to the fact that people with eyes really see very little. My friends and my family in Christ, the reality is that many times we really don't see. We don't see the blessings our Lord has placed in front of us. We don't see where we ourselves need to grow. We don't see what he is trying to teach us, because we're not paying attention. We're paying attention to ourselves, maybe, but we're not paying attention to what our Lord needs us to do. We're not paying attention to what our Lord wants us to do, and we're not paying attention to the need, which is right in front of us. Today, it's important for all of us to consider during the rest of this liturgy, how is it that we see? Are we able to slow down a little bit? Are we able to take a deep breath and enjoy the blessings our Lord has set before us? I pray that we continue to think about this, and that we also continue to work on having eyes that are really, truly able to see. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. Please rise.